And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, 17 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Ronnie, so happy to see you. It's been like a month, I think.
It feels like it's been forever since I've been here.
I know, and you're always busy. Lots going on in the summer. I know you get lots of patients, but did you actually get some time off?
A little bit. I took the family to Florida.
Okay.
Had a conference there, so they joined me, and... Yeah, it was good to get away.
Mm-hmm.
Very hot there.
I can imagine.
Lots of sun.
Lots of sunblock.
Lots of sunblock, for sure. But it was definitely good to relax.
I always love, I just think it's the cutest story that every day your kids, because you've trained them so well, your three daughters, that they know it's sunblock action before they leave the house.
Yeah, they definitely know.
It's so great.
And not enough people know
mm-hmm.
how important it is to protect from UV. And
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, there's a lot of factors there. It's not just because UV causes cancer, because we know it's carcinogenic and UVB will damage DNA and contribute to cancer.
Yeah.
So that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, UVA is those long rays, those long ultraviolet rays that will penetrate through windows and through glass and through clouds. So even on a cloudy day, when you think you're not getting any sun, and you're not going to get a sunburn on a cloudy day because the clouds really filter the UVB rays.
Mm-hmm.
But those UVA rays are just as strong on a cloudy day as in the summer. And those UVA rays will contribute to wrinkles and brown spots and photoaging. So if you care at all about how your skin looks and you want to preserve a healthy skin, a healthy glow, and you always want to look your best,
mm-hmm.
you should be wearing a broad spectrum sunscreen on a daily basis. And I tell my patients, wear it as a moisturizer. And there's beautiful, well-branded sunscreens out there that are chemical-free, mineral-based, feel more like moisturizers. It's great to use that on a daily basis as a habit.
And you have inspired me to be on the ball. Because every time I leave the house, I'm like, oh, he'd be mad if I left right now.
So. Well, I noticed all summer that you didn't have any color or tan.
No, not
and
at all.
And it's so funny because a few years ago, you look at all these Hollywood celebrities
mm-hmm.
and they were all burnt to a crisp
right.
and tanned. And that was, you know, 10 years ago, everybody
mm-hmm.
saw that as very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now you look in Hollywood and they're all very fair skinned and very pale.
Mm-hmm.
And so our viewpoint of what is actually healthy has really shifted over the past few years.
Healthy very much
is pale.
And it's interesting when you see someone like, I believe it's Donatella Versace, who just obviously, I think, got a lot of sun going on in her early days. And,
mm-hmm.
and I look at her and I worry. I'm always like, oh my God, please don't have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so very important to protect yourself. Don't forget the Dr. Monk is here until 8 o'clock. So if you've got questions, we're always happy to take them at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Did want to mention that you're very active on your social media. You ramped it up quite a bit over the summer. I saw that. So very interesting for you to check out, first of all, Dr. Monk's Instagram account and, of course, his Facebook account, at Dr. Ronnie Monk is how you find it. So very simple. Because you've been putting up lots of pictures of sort of befores and afters and you sort of heading into procedures or some procedures going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating just, you know, because we talk about it, I guess,
mm-hmm.
you and I on the radio. And then, but to see these pictures and see what we talk about on the radio sort of transpire and these photos is very interesting. So definitely an account to follow is his Facebook and Instagram, again, at Dr. Ronnie Monk. And also on his website, monkmd.com, you can check out these great videos that he's got that showcases procedures. And so you get an idea, because again, as we talk about these things on the radio, I'm sure someone, you know, either driving in the car or sitting at home is like, ooh, I don't know if I want to do that. It sounds
mm-hmm.
scary. But then you see the procedure. And like,
for sure, it's one
away
thing
you go.
To hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to actually see somebody be treated.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of the reasons we put out these videos, was really to showcase how the treatment is done. It's
mm-hmm.
not as scary as you may think it
mm-hmm.
is. A lot of people do them. They're very safe technologies. So it's a great opportunity to just visualize the treatment and see how safe and effective it can be.
And you were actually kind enough to let me go hang out for a cool sculpting event back in the spring. And that was also cool, just because, again, like we talked about it on the air, and I actually in advance thought it might be a bit scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, because, you know, you put this contraption on yourself and the whole thing. But then when you're in there and your patient, who was very sweet to let me sort of watch this, she was having a great time. She was on her iPhone, like there was no problems. And I think this was like her third or fourth treatment or something. So she was like very used to the procedure and nothing was wrong, you know?
I mean, that's one thing that I always find so funny about Cool Sculpting is I get all these patients for consultations and they're so afraid of it because mm-hmm. they've heard stories about how, you know, their friend had a lot of discomfort after the procedure or there's downtime. And, you know, in my experience, and I've been doing it now for about 4 years, Cool Sculpting is one of the safest technologies out there. You know, I tell you this all the time. I personally did it on myself and I went and I played hockey that evening. So in terms of downtime and discomfort, it is minimal for most people. Mm-hmm. Now, look, things can always happen and there's always rare exceptions. But for the most part, Cool Sculpting is a very safe, well-tolerated procedure. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's always the benefit of doing these types of procedures with a well-trained physician who really understands the skin and understands the technology, because yes, things can always happen. So, you know, if you're going somewhere credible where the doctor is experienced, then even if you're that case that something were to happen, there's always fixes. There's always things that can be done. So that being said, I love Cool Sculpting.
Yeah.
Very safe, very effective, great results. And yeah, when you're the right candidate, the mm-hmm. results are awesome.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We'd love your first name in the text. We do have some texts coming in, so we're going to get to that in just a sec. But we actually have someone on the line right now. BB, is that you?
Yes.
There we go. You have a laser question for Dr. Monk?
Yes, because I am a patient of Dr. Monk.
Oh, I love
Hi,
that.
BB.
Yes, and I'm happy with the result, but it's too much work. But I talked to Jamie today, and he said you will bring a new laser for dark skin that we didn't have before.
Uh-huh.
So I'd like to know when you're going to bring it so I can make an appointment to see you to see if I can do the laser, because it's not gone, but it's better. Your treatment is better, but I like a little bit more improvement.
Okay,
so maybe the laser can help me. I don't know.
Well, I'll answer your question. So for those that aren't aware, I think what BB's talking about is pigmentation or melasma on the skin.
Okay.
So this is a common problem that a lot of people have. And, you know, you get it. It's often hormone related. So you hear of all these women getting the mask of pregnancy, where they just get all these pigmented patches that kind of come together and form a mask over the skin. Usually worse in the summer. So, you know, at that first visit when I properly assess the skin, I always counsel, you need broad spectrum sunscreens. You need to be super regular with your sun protection. And then often the first step for many people, possibly BB, is, you know, I recommend doing some chemical peels and some treatments to just gentle treatments, peel away some of that pigmentation, even out the skin tone. Peels are quite good. I like starting with peels for these types of patients because they're very safe. And there aren't a lot of technologies that patients with a lot of pigmentation can do, especially melasma, mm-hmm. because there's some technologies that can worsen melasma. So you have to be a little bit careful and cautious. Peels are very, very safe and you could do them quite regularly and they are helpful. That being said, there's about 20 or 30% of people that despite doing regular peels and treatments that do not get the types of results they're looking for. And what's very exciting is in my practice, I actually just added a Pico laser. So Pico technology, it's one of the lasers that have been around not long, about 2 to 3 years, as a tattoo removal laser. It's mm-hmm. the gold standard tattoo removal laser in today's day and age. And the reason it's so effective is because the wavelength is so short. And at that short wavelength, it's very, very effective at treating pigmentation, hence why it's effective for tattoos, but it's also been shown to be very effective for melasma. So I recently bought that laser a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I'm in the process now of training my staff, and we will be starting to use this laser by the end of the month.
Oh, perfect.
This month, and we are very excited about it because not only will it be super effective for tattoos, mm-hmm. but also for melasma, pigmentation, even tightening up the skin, and it's totally non-invasive without any downtime. So it's a really, really impressive technology for pigmentation.
Much more coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's now 7:15. Keep your text coming, by the way, to 514-800 and the phone calls as well. BB, thank you so much for the call. My name is Kelly Alexander. Time to bounce off to the CJD Traffic Center. Here comes Kira Yeager.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
Thank you so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And your texts keep coming into 514-800, which we appreciate. We'd love to get your first name in the text as well. And of course, the phone line's always open as well, 514-790-0800. And again, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk during his office hours to book an appointment, very simple, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com, and that is MUNKMD.com. So let's go to, let's see here. So many have come in. It's very exciting. So, we have a text here that says, I was wondering if the doctor can find a product that has no chemicals in it.
I don't know if that's a question directed at sunscreens just general products.
Yeah.
I know that there's some brands of creams and skincare that really advocate, you know, chemical-free, preservative-free, organic. In my mind, to be honest with you, I don't mind preservatives, okay? Preservatives are there for a reason. They preserve the life of the cream.
Right.
And the truth is that if you have a cream that's preservative-free, it's not going to last very long, and it's probably going to last 3-4 months at best, and then it's the substances, the actual active ingredients in it are going to start to demineralize and not be effective. So preservatives are there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Yes, I if I'm putting a cream on my skin every day, I want to avoid certain chemicals. That's an important reason why, you know, in my office, I do have a skincare consultant who is really an expert in products and what's good for the skin, what's not good for the skin. There's so much out there. It's very, very hard to find good quality products. And products should play a huge role in anybody's skincare regime because they're very important. I mean, anything from sunscreen to retinol creams, hyaluronic acid creams, moisturizers. I mean, you need creams and you need to be proactive if you want to have good looking skin. So super important. The one thing I'll tell people is in terms of sun protection, I do always advocate mineral sunscreens. So those sunscreens containing either zinc oxide or titanium dioxide compared to chemical sunscreens. And the reason is because I put sunscreens on every day. I advocate daily use. I don't like a lot of those chemical filters in sunscreens. Sunscreen filters like avobenzone, oxybenzone, they cause allergic reactions. It's controversial whether they actually can affect some hormones in our system.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't want to put them on me every day, my kids also. But minerals like zinc, titanium, they don't get absorbed. Super safe on the skin. Best sunscreen agents. That's what I would recommend for any of my patients.
Perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Another text has come in. How long after having Botox on the forehead and fillers on the cheeks should I wait to have an IPL treatment on the entire face?
So I usually tell people to wait about a week after any injections to do laser treatments. Very safe to combine laser and injections together. Just I wouldn't do it in the same visit because when I put fillers or Botox under the skin, you want it to stay there. You don't want it to move. And obviously when you do some laser, that creates a little bit of inflammation in the area. So at least a week between treatments, but very, very safe to combine and in fact should be combined because what I tell everybody in my office, my mentality, there's three key things for anti-aging. There's laser rejuvenation, which we can discuss and I often talk about. There's injections with fillers and Botox, and there's skincare. You do those three things, you're going to keep your skin very healthy for a very long time.
We also have a phone call right now. Sean is on talking about a skin allergy. Sean, what's your specific question for Dr. Monk?
Hi, Doc. How are you?
How are you, Sean?
Very good, thank you. Well, doctor, I have allergy with the hair dye, with the color.
Okay.
So I actually just put it a couple of times, and on my scalp, I had like a bad allergy because of that.
Okay.
Is there any product that is chemical free that I can use, or have gray hair, that's it.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of people like you, Sean, that develop allergies to hair dyes. The most common ingredient in the hair dye that you become allergic to is PPDA. It's paraphenylene diamine. And this is a very allergic substance that, you know, a lot of people have done henna tattoos. It contains that ingredient that sensitizes you to become allergic. And then when you start to dye your hair, because you're sensitized from your henna tattoo, you can develop very strong allergic reactions. Even people without henna tattoos, I mean, if you're exposed to that allergen in hair dyes and then you're re-exposed, you can get big reactions.
Wow.
So if you want to actually diagnose it, the thing to do is called patch testing, where you actually will visit a dermatologist that does that sort of testing. They put different ingredients on your back, including PPDA and other types of hair dyes, and look what you actually develop allergies to on your back. And then you know what you're allergic to, what you tolerate, and then you'll know what you can use. You know, a lot of people with reactions to PPDAs, they use vegetable dyes or other types of, not permanent dyes, but semi-permanent dyes, and those are more safe. But the first step, Sean, is to get tested, and it's probably a PPDA allergy, but you should be tested to confirm it.
Sean, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Dr. Monk, I did want to ask you, can you explain a little bit about the patient experience when someone comes into your office? How does that sort of roll out?
Yeah, so I mean, a new person comes into the office. Obviously, we have them fill out a questionnaire because we want to gauge what bothers them. Things from medical concerns, you know, a worrisome spot on their skin, worrisome mole, to cosmetic concerns. Do they care about their pigmentation on their skin? Do they care about their wrinkles, their volume loss? What bothers them when they look at their face? So we have a 2 or 3 page questionnaire that we have patients fill out. And from that, we can really gauge, you know, what is the main concern. At that point, oftentimes I have one of my nurses come in, they'll do an initial triage and visit with the patient and find out exactly what bothers the patient and have an in-depth discussion, what can be done, treatments that we do in the clinic, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll actually take some three-dimensional pictures so we can properly assess the skin, properly assess volume, and then we can make some really good recommendations based on objective data that we see. What's very important and what's crucial for every patient that walks into my office is a very good, everybody needs a proper skin assessment. So yes, my nurse goes in and talks to them and lets them know possibilities, but I always come in, I do a proper exam of the skin, I sometimes do full body checks if that's what the people want, or I just look at the face, any area of concern. And then we have a discussion based on, you know, what the person wants, what bothers them, what they want to address. So that's pretty much what it is. You know, depending on the visit, visits can take anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 minutes. I will often, you know, based on what I see and what how the discussion goes, I will make recommendations of a plan. So, you know, if somebody I feel would benefit from injections, I'll let them know that. I'll take care of any of their medical concerns, you know, cutting out a mole or taking something worrisome off the skin.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's the beauty of dermatology. And that's the beauty of practicing both medical and cosmetic dermatology is they really do go hand in hand.
Right.
And so I could address medical concerns and I always keep the cosmetics in my mind. And to me, that's a big benefit of being both medical and cosmetic is that you really can get an overall beautiful result and take both of those aspects into consideration.
Perfect. You are listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And we've actually got some phone calls coming in to 514-790-0800. And of course, by text to 514-800. And Donna, you've been patiently waiting on the line. So you have a skin cream question?
Yeah, I for many years I've been treated for seborrheic dermatitis, and the cream that I was given, I've been trying it for quite a while, and it just doesn't seem to be working. I was just wondering, are there a lot of different creams out there, or
there's definitely options, Donna.
I mean,
you know, the problem with seborrheic dermatitis type of eczema often happens on the eyebrows, around the mouth, around the nose. And it's a chronic condition. So it comes and goes. Stress will make it worse. Can't really get rid of it, but we can definitely control it with different creams. So, you know, probably the first line treatment for it is a mild hydrocortisone cream. Problem with it is that if you continue to use it all the time, it does stop working at a certain point. So, you know, at that point, other options, there's definitely some antifungal creams. I mean, it's not a fungus and it's not contagious, but some antifungal creams have been shown to be quite effective, more prescription antifungal creams. So I would definitely talk to your doctor about that. Sometimes with very resistant cases, we do a great hydration treatment in my office. I have an esthetician. We do what's called a silk peel. So for resistant eczemas on the face, we often get great results with that, combined with moisturizers and other kind of gentle skincare ingredients. So definitely options for you, Donna. If one cream's not working, go see your doc and get another opinion.
Donna, thank you so much for the call. We now head on over to Sandra. You have a question about something under your thumb?
Yes, I have a small black mark under my thumbnail on the left-hand side. And I know I was reading online about nail bed melanoma, but they were all straight lines. Mine kind of looks like an upside-down triangle. And I don't remember hurting my thumb at any point.
So an upside-down triangle, I don't know which side you're looking at your nail from.
I'm looking at it like it's pointed up straight. So
it's pointed up straight, and the broad base of the triangle is up or down?
Up.
It's up. So that's actually quite reassuring because what, you know, as... let's say you're looking at nail melanoma, so that's basically a melanoma under the nail. The reason it's in a line like that is because as the nail plate grows outwards, those mole cells or that pigmentation, the melanin, kind of drags outwards, so it creates a line. Whereas when it's something that's resolving, let's say, for example, you have a bleed under your nail or some sort of trauma that caused some blood trapped under the nail that can look a lot like melanin, as the nail grows out, it should get... narrower towards the base of the nail, and that basically tells me that the broad part is growing outwards and it's getting narrower and narrower. So that sounds reassuring. Mm-hmm. What I would say is, you know, for the full fingernail to grow out, it does take about 6 to 8 months. Mm-hmm. If after about 4 or 5 months you don't see that it's progressing outwards and growing outwards, I would definitely get it looked at because you want to make sure it's not a nail melanoma. And of course, you know, these things are visual. You know, for me to tell you 100% certain that, you know, it's not bad, I do have to see it. It's hard to give you an opinion on the phone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the fact that it's kind of broader and it's getting narrower at the base sounds pretty reassuring.
Sandra, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And you have a question about a birthmark?
Yes, I do. Good evening. My daughter has a port wine birthmark on the side of her nose, and she received 3 pulse dye lasers at the Montreal Children's.
Mm-hmm.
Then when she turned 19, well, we were originally told that it was going to continue at the General, and then when it ended at the Montreal Children's, they said, no, there is nothing at the General.
Yeah, I don't, to my knowledge, nobody's doing this sort of treatments at the Montreal General. Now that she is an adult,
That's the problem, yeah.
Well, now she's ready for treatment elsewhere. So, you know, I do these types of vascular treatments all the time in my office. I'd be very happy to see your daughter. Doing vascular laser treatments on port wine stains is extremely effective and beneficial. It does take multiple treatments, you know.
That's it. Like, she had 3, and I can understand why she's a bit discouraged. Should she continue it? Should we? That's why.
Should absolutely continue it, okay? 3 is not a lot of treatments for a port wine stain.
No.
On average, what I tell people is between 4 and 8 sessions to really clear the port wine.
She had actually... Well, it was Dr. Williams. He had said 10.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
Probably 10, but now it's going to be not on Medicare, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, that's the other question.
That is correct. But, you know, in terms of the results and efficacy, I have no hesitations in terms of treating her. You know, port wine stains, there's different types of port wine stains. There's ones that go deeper, ones that are more superficial. But in my experience, they do respond really, really well to vascular laser. 3 treatments, you should see an improvement. But if you really want to clear it, you need closer to 6 to 8 treatments. And, you know, about 60% of port wine stains will clear completely, which means 40% won't, but you could really lighten them to the point that they could be barely visible. So if she's self-conscious about it, you want to treat it, definitely good options out there for you to do.
And thank you so much for the call. And you can reach out, by the way, to Dr. Monk if you so choose at his office at 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. And again, Dr. Monk here right until 8 o'clock on CJD at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We've actually got Lucy on the line right now. You have a question with regards to the bridge of your nose?
Yes, on the inside of my right eye, right up near my eye, on the side of my nose, I have a black mark. And I mean, it's not something I've ever seen before. It's been there for a while. It seems to be getting bigger. And it's against the bridge of my nose. When I touch it, it's not up or like a wart or
Have you had it looked at yet, Lucy? Or
I don't have a family doctor, so I can't get a referral.
So, Lucy, I mean, you're describing all these signs and symptoms that I tell people to really look for in terms of something that should be checked. So something that's been present for a few months, that continues to grow, that's very dark in color, looks different than your other spots. That's the type of thing I would definitely want to assess. Just so you know, I am a private dermatologist. I am off Medicare. I do not require a referral. So if you want to see me, I would be delighted to see you. And you can call my office at any time and I would see you no problem. But I do feel, Lucy, that it should be properly examined, assessed. And I'm not saying it's anything dangerous, but it needs a proper assessment to really see what it is.
Lucy, thank you so much for the call. And again, you can reach Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757. We've got some texts coming in to 514-800. And Sophie said that she was told that she should put on retinol cream at night to exfoliate her skin. Is that kind of cream advantageous?
So I do love retinol creams because retinol, it's an exfoliant. If you're prone to block pores, acne, oily skin, it is one of the best exfoliators and will keep your skin clear. Mm-hmm. The main downfall to retinol really is that it's irritating and it's drying. And so you have to ease into it slowly. So I'll often counsel people to start at 2 or 3 nights a week. Do that for a few weeks until the skin kind of adapts and develops a tolerance, and then you go up to nightly. The other benefits of retinol is it does stimulate collagen remodeling, building, which is why it is also FDA approved for wrinkles and skin tightening. So most of my cosmetic patients are in fact on retinol. If you have any sort of texture change or scarring in your skin, I highly recommend retinol long term because it will only improve your scars and your texture. And if you have oily skin or you want any sort of skin improvement long term over time, retinol is a great option. However, does make you very sensitive in the sun. So if you're using a retinol and you're not using a sunscreen in the morning, you're making a big mistake.
Bad news.
Always combine it with a good broad spectrum sunscreen in the morning, and that is a great anti-aging regimen.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJD. It's 7:45, and again, if you've got more questions, we're here till 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone, 514-800 by text. I know we're going to talk a little bit about injections before we get to the end of the program, but first, again, off to the CJD Traffic Center. Here comes Kira Yeager. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Thank you so much again for joining us. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Lots of both coming in, actually, so let's hop to it. Dr. Monk, you have a text from Tina who wants to know what you think about Radies. What is that?
So Radies is a type of filler. It's been around for many, many years. Most of the time, I have to admit, I use hyaluronic acid fillers. So fillers like Juvederm, Restylane, you know, those are classic hyaluronic acids. So Radies is a little different. It's little particles of what's called calcium hydroxylapatite. So it kind of looks like a toothpaste. It's a pasty, whitish type of filler.
Okay.
I do use Radies, however. What I really like it for are hands. Mm-hmm. So people that have very veiny, old-looking hands, when you do a session of Radies, it is incredible. It hides those veins. It improves the texture. So Radies for hands, in my opinion, is the number one filler for the hands.
Mm-hmm.
I also use a lot of Radies for jawlines. You know, it's a little bit of a firmer filler. So I like to give some rigidity and definition to the jawline. So I find Radies works incredibly well for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit different. It's not hyaluronic acid. It's like I said, it's a firmer filler. I use it a lot in men. So men that need volume in their cheeks or jawline definition,
mm-hmm.
I use Radies. The other thing I really like about Radies is I find that it really improves skin quality. So people with very fine wrinkling on their chin, you know, they just have so many wrinkles and you can't fill all those wrinkles. But when I kind of fan Radies all throughout the cheek,
yeah.
The texture improvement in their skin. So even people with acne scarring and you want to improve texture, it's great because it's one single session. It's an instant improvement. It continues to stimulate your collagen and build your collagen over time. And it really does make a big difference and does work. So I really do like Radies. It's a great filler.
Speaking of fillers and injections and all that, I know that you and I have like talked off air about some of the people that you treat and some of them celebs, if we can go there. I know you can't obviously talk about that, but what separates you from maybe someone else that's doing what you do, especially because we do know that you are treating these, you know, special people, if you will. Everybody's the same, but you know what I mean? Like these people have jobs that it requires them to look a certain way and you know, that's part of the job.
I think, you know, a lot of people do fillers. A lot of people do Botox, right? You can go and every street corner almost has somebody doing injections. Mm-hmm. I think what separates me from other people is that I did a specialty training in cosmetic dermatology. I mean, I'm a dermatologist. I really understand the skin and what goes on in the anatomy. And that is super important in today's day and age because we're not chasing lines with fillers anymore. I mean, that's what we did 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. Now we're doing surgical type lifting results in tightening non-invasively without cutting the skin, without any downtime. But because we're injecting deep, and I mean, when I inject fillers, for example, on the cheeks or on the jaw, I'm injecting deep onto the bone. When you do that, you have to understand the anatomy so well because there's a lot of veins and arteries and nerves there, and you can create a lot of problems if you don't really understand the anatomy. So to me, safety's number one. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'm a very safe injector. I'm obviously well trained. But then the other aspect with it is everybody's afraid of looking unnatural. And you see all these results on the streets and, you know, people with huge duck lips and big cheeks. And it's terrible. It gives it a bad rep.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it's done properly, naturally, you can't even tell people have been injected. They look rested. And it's so funny. I tell this story all the time because people always are in my office saying to me, don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. And I always tell them the same thing I'm saying now is I'm very natural with it. I'm conservative. You have to always look natural. It's, if you don't look natural, it's not worth doing it. Mm-hmm. But what's funny is I get a lot of people coming back and they look great. And we see such an improvement and we look at their befores and afters and there's a huge difference, but yet they tell me that they're disappointed because none of their friends noticed. So it's a catch 22 in a way,
right?
But I bring up that story because what injections should do is nobody should notice. Mm-hmm. They should make you look rested, refreshed. But then when you're not really aging the way you're supposed to 3, 4, 5 years down the line, mm-hmm. that's when people are going to take notice. So you will notice the changes you do with injections with me. You will notice that there's differences, but nobody else will notice. But they will know that you're rested.
Yeah.
You will look refreshed. And then in 5 years, they will ask you, what are you doing? You must be doing something. And I see it. I see people that I've injected over the past 5 years, how they look better now than they did 5 years ago. So what I tell my patients is, yes, in the short term, we're not making these huge drastic changes. You want that, go for surgery. But if you want minor changes that will make a difference over the course of time mm-hmm. and will keep you looking your best over time, then you should do injections with
me. Yeah, because nobody wants to look like Kenny Rogers, right? Because you can't even tell that he used to be Kenny Rogers. Like, I always get confused with him. I can't believe it's the same guy because I don't know what he did to himself, but there's way too much going on.
There is no point doing injections and the types of procedures I do mm-hmm. if you're going to get these artificial looking
results. Yeah, because it's immediate and it's too crazy. Like, it's too much, too fast. So
I'll often, I mean, somebody that's never done injections will often spread out visits, you know, over 3 or 4 visits. We'll make a plan and we plan. And I tell people over the next 6 months or 12 months, you will really appreciate these differences. It'll be gradual. That way nobody will notice. We'll keep it very, very natural looking. And in the end, I think my patients are generally very happy.
That's perfect. And I know actually I won't give up your family member, but you were kind enough to show me pictures of one of your family members who you've worked on.
Well, I work Amazing. On all my family members.
Okay. So one of them, you showed me the picture and
but you know what? It's important
fantastic.
To work on your family members yes. because they're my advertisements, right?
Right.
And I want everybody to see that this is natural results. Mm-hmm. It's not artificial. It's mm-hmm. natural. Mm-hmm. And unless I told people that they did injections and they told people they did injections, nobody would know.
Oh, yeah. You'd never know.
That's the beauty.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
We're almost at a road track, but I just want to see if I can get in Sylvia really quickly. Sylvia, you have a skin cream question for Dr. Monk?
Yes, I do. Good day to you, Dr. Monk.
Hi, Sylvia.
I do have a question. Hi. I do have a question for you. Retinol, it is, I used to buy it from the drugstore and now it's been not available since March 2015. Could it be replaced with Stiva?
So Stiva is a type of retinol. So retinol, Stiva, those are synonymous. So yes, if Stiva is available now, it's a prescription retinol, and you can absolutely get it with a prescription at the pharmacy. They do have, you know, a lot of over-the-counter retinols. However, a lot of them are too mild to really get an improvement. I really do recommend a medical-grade retinol, whether it's a prescription or a retinol you obtain from a physician's office. Medical-grade retinol is what you really need to get an appreciable improvement in the skin.
Sylvia, thank you so much for the call. Just about out of time, I did want to mention again, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com, and that is MUNKMD.com. Don't forget to check out his social media on Facebook and Instagram at Dr. Ronnie Monk. There's lots of things going on there. They often have Facebook contests happening. So again, something very much to check out. And time to say goodnight to your daughters.
Yeah, my three girls. I'm not seeing them tonight. I'm actually going out for dinner after
this. Well, look
this.
At you, you big wild man.
So I hope they're listening to me. Gabby, Jamie, Avery, I love them. And good night, and I will see them tomorrow.
Ronnie, thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple
thanks,
of weeks.
Kelly.
That is Dr. Ronnie Monk. My thanks going out to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander, and coming up next after the news, it's the Night Side on CJAD.